You are coming to the closing ceremony of Golden Dawn, 50 years, Oroville 50 birth, with a lot of...
Come here, wait.
360,000 births every day, 15,000 births every hour, 4 births each second of every day. Still, there's very many women, thousands of women, we say, every day that lose their lives in birth. So there's still a lot of work to be done, still a lot of information to pass on, a lot of transformation, a lot of inspiration. So that's why we did, for example, the exhibition down there, to help raise that consciousness. And I really wish that what we do tonight just really goes out to Oroville, goes out to the world to help birth become more the true miracle that it is meant to be, or that it is. I would like to start the evening by inviting you to tell your name and to also tell the names of all your ancestral mothers that you remember. Going back in that line, while Anna will dance.
You should be the first.
I should begin with that. Yes, I would like to start with that. And then I would like to read a story actually together, like a story that I compiled from all the stories, and I made it like one Oroville mother speaking. Because for me also, it in between actually blurred. I didn't see anymore, okay, this mother was like this, or it became birth, even with the photos. So I would love you to join in that. And then we could dance. We can just kind of use the evening to let go of any mental things and just come in the physical and enjoy the music that I prepared. And after this, I have prepared a small part of what could also be a ceremony for a pregnant lady, in which we will find a way to share short, not so big pain, in order to ease the pains of any birthing mother. Okay, so I start with...
Can you tell us the time frame of this evening?
It should be about 1.5 hours. Yeah. So, I'm Ulrike Orvesi. My mother's name is Helga. And then there's Hannah, and then there's Marie. And then there's many more.
My name is Yurit. My mother's name is Esther. My grandmother's name is Hannah, or Annie, as she was in France. Then the great-great-mother is a Chava. I think. No memory.
I'm Leila. My mother's name is Solia, and my grandmother's name is Amadad, and I don't know any other ancestors.
My name is Paula, and my mother's name is Elizabeth, and my grandmother's name is Anne.
My name is Lisbeth, and my mother's name is Meep, and my grandmother's name was Edith.
My name is Shanti. My mother is Marie Noël. Her mother was Nili, and on my father's side also.
Yeah, any
mother's. Elena. And I don't know any actually previous ancestors. I just realized.
True. Yes.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, there might be pictures, there might be photos sometimes, but the names. True, I usually. So we just passed this around, safe paper today. So I would love to read that, not anonymous, but united story of these stories that I had. And it really becomes obvious that every mother that has given birth has something to share, something to give. So I just start with the first sentences and then you pass it around. My parents arrived with one of the cargo ships. Most of them had drowned in this strong storm at that time. My parents only survived because they were protected in the captain's cabin and had blocked the door with a mattress. They felt they had been protected by the mother. And then there's a conception. First of all, I love children above all. I find them the most interesting because they are so pure. This baby was a very conscious decision. He must have been waiting. After I had been on the pill for at least 10 years, I was pregnant within 2 weeks. Pregnancy? I always thought that it's important how you enter this life and how you exit. These are important transitions. How do you come in and how do you go out? So I wanted to do the most I could for entering. And if you think about it, we have these 9 months. We can give this time to our unborn children with our maximum effort. We are creating a body for a whole lifetime. We can give them this time to make the best we can.
The first 2 weeks, right?
Yes.
The first weeks, I didn't even know I was pregnant. In the pregnancy class, they told us so many things. The deep breathing, listening to music. We saw some films on birth. We looked at pictures and our fears. So I did the deep breathing and my husband was singing songs for me. From 7th month onward, I started to walk and do exercise with a ball. Next month, my husband did a belly massage. He also helped me. With the exercise, he held my hand and I would sit on the ball and get up, sit and get up. Morning and evening, we did this. He kept reminding me to do the exercise regularly. There is such a happiness and joy when we are holding the future of Orville in our womb. More? I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah? I had a beautiful...
I had a beautiful ceremony some time before our birth by a midwife. This was a very, very special moment. We were living a very hard physical life. Doing exercises was not actually needed. My most important exercise was sitting and reading hymns to the mystic fire. And the next one is also one?
Yeah, read it.
And maybe I went to pregnancy yoga with Abby and 2 wonderful Watsu sessions, some foot reflexology, every month one shiatsu session, and I also did some relaxation with a lady from Switzerland that was in Oroville back then. She showed me to prepare and imagine. It was very interesting to work with her. She taught me how to breathe also, which was very important. I remember once she asked me to visualize the birth date, and funny, it came to his exact birth date, which was quite a coincidence, or not. That was interesting. These visualizations made me very confident. I used affirmations like, me and my baby are one with the wisdom of birthing. For the checkups, I had gone to Clooney with Dr. Peters, to Jipmer or to Nalam, or just relied on my midwife and my own inner feeling. I only had
faith, and that's it. I was crying and thinking of the mother. I put a pad and nothing more came. The bleeding stopped. I'm strong, I'm physically maybe, sorry, I'm strong. Physically maybe, but mentally maybe. And I did not want to hear any negative things. I did not open myself for that. I drank all the positive words and stories. I went to pass it on.
Yeah.
Would I do it?
Yeah.
I felt the support of the woman, all the sisters and moms so strongly here in Orville. To be part of this great adventure, I guess maybe in this great adventure, and go back to nature and to basic.
Whatever felt natural in Oroville, because women have been doing it for 50 years, will have to be seen normal in India and the world again as well. Because of this support, I had so much faith, I always knew that everything will go well. In contact with our midwife and friends, whom we had wanted to be there for the birth, we had worked out any problem, physical as well as emotional and mental, that was there or could arise. Had everything surrounded with an aura of peace.
The birth. I always felt that birth is such a natural thing. At that time we had faith, and mother, in Oroville, that's why it all happened so easy. It was so special. We didn't pray to the mother like that usually, but we kept her picture and gave her life in her hands. You don't need doctors to make love, to eat, to give birth. We all had our book, Lamaze, and there is no doctor. I was on my way to Solar Kitchen on the cycle, and my water bag broke. It was quite an experience. It went extremely fast. Electricity was already there in our houses, and 2 days before I delivered, they came to check for the telephone poles and lines. But there was no telephone for the time of the birth. It came much later. My husband had to make a fire to make hot water, and then I took a bath. The birth started at 4 a.m. I told my husband about the waves. I still had 1 more week to the due date. He told me not to worry. At the time, early morning, he was milking the cows. When the signs of beginning birth are there, you just need to forget anything else. Then it will go twice as fast.
I wanted someone with me to relax me, to give support all the time. The most important thing was that my husband was with me. That was very beautiful. I felt that if my husband was with me, I can do anything. I needed him with me. At that time, I didn't know how to speak English, so my husband was translating to me what others were saying. The preparation with the Swiss lady, her name was Jacqueline, was very precious. I called the midwife, assisting during the birth, an exemplary paragraph now, were midwives like Hilda and Paula, and Diana and Karen, and doulas like Krishna and Shanti, and a great number of wonderful birth keepers, radiating trust, love, and peace. They were filled with wisdom, knowing when to speak and when to be silent. I was born on 4th of August, here I changed the date, and my mom's water broke at 8:30 in the morning. On the 4th August, around 8:30 in the morning, I told my mom, who was there for my birth, "I am feeling some water running between my thighs. I think the water is breaking." She looked at me and said, "Wow, exactly 35 years ago, it was just the same situation with you." Mm-hmm. The wave started.
It was a beautiful atmosphere. Very quiet, very concentrated, not much talking. I remember that all the time my pain was going in the back. So I always asked my husband to massage my back. "You look like a goddess," my husband told me later, and I remembered well-known midwife Ina May Gaskin's words, "If a woman looks anything less than a goddess during birth, something is not treating her well. Someone is not treating her well." At some point, "Up, go, start walking." So we went to the basketball field. I had to squat down, panting. It took the whole day. At lunchtime, she told me that more water broke. "You don't use willpower for this, you use surrender."
She asked me, have you ever worked really hard in your life? Every time a wave would come on, and this was a great tool, I would use one of these two pictures. One, wheelbarrow. I had pushed once a while a whole pile of compost from on side of the road to other side hillside. Up, up, up. Two, running with the bus. At one point I was screaming in quite high pitch. My midwife reminded me to keep the pitch low, and that really felt like some animal sound. Nice and strong. I focused on my breathing and not to tense up with the contractions waves. My husband was holding under my arms to make space in my upper belly. He held me for a few hours like this. Baby was not coming. What to do? My helper started singing, and immediately I sat down on the floor and whoop, baby was coming. So baby had wanted to come to singing. While I was birthing, my midwife was breathing with me.
Whenever I got into this surrender, it was very easy, totally placid. A force often comes through in childbirth. It can be directed to the birthing mother. The birthing mother can become like a channel. If you surrender to the mother, she can actually do it for you. We have to let the body do its thing, not put our thought and mind on it, trying to direct the way we think it should happen. It is really letting the body do the thing it knows best. I delivered him the American Indian way, squatting down, holding my arms around his father's neck, and bearing down. During the birth, we were hearing some bells. A neighbor was walking around the house, ringing those lovely bells to protect.
Sacred hour.
The sacred hour after birth in first weeks in the year. And when he emerged, he indeed had that smiling face that we see in Le Boyer's and Michel Audin's books. He had that relaxed, peaceful smile on his face. It was so interesting. The second that my baby emerged, really emerged, my first son woke up. It wasn't that there was more sound or wailing. He had felt that shift in energy. When he came out, without cutting the placenta off, they put him skin to skin, and then after many minutes, they cut the cord. Within 7 or 8 minutes, I fed him. The breastfeeding worked out immediately. He always looked full, having received all his blood from the placenta through the delayed clamping. He came with sunrise, I remember exactly. I looked up and it was daylight. Breastfeeding. Oh yes, I fed my children.
When my husband saw her the first time, she was smiling. So I asked him, how was it to see her? There is no word. Later we also did a small ceremony with them for the placenta. The candles were burning unbelievably long and got extinguished only by the rain. My mother always used to tease me that I don't know what childbirth was because my birth was so short, but I always felt that it was the best way for us. A few months after she came, there was a lot of rain, so I had all these diapers that don't dry, lots of little centipedes, etc. The kids had to make do with the birds.
To make do, I had to be happy with the birds.
And the sound nature. of nature right outside the doors. We had no cassette player or things like that. After this baby came, we never thought of dinner. A perfect family and friends support system brought us food every day. Wow, what a special thing. Normally we have to prepare dinner, but when your baby has colics, then you are going to be easy to help it overcome this. It made it so much easier to have your food every day. All these little things make such a big difference every day.
The magic has to be magic, and we as a community have to be able to support every mother and family so they can actually feel that magic. at least the first 3 years, I want to be with my children. I do not have a child to leave my child like this. We are here to develop a different consciousness. We need to give support for the mamas and the children. When the mama wants to go back, that's okay. But if a mother wants to stay with her child, we will find ways to make that possible.
My first wish after the birth was, may every child have that much love in their lives. And I wish every child to be born healthy and into this atmosphere of love and trust. Our baby gave us the trust of being a new parent. It seems that she was saying, all is fine, Mama. She was very peaceful and strong from the beginning. He was present. He was here from the first days. So clear in the way she communicated, so conscious. Our daughter wanted to sleep with us and not in this cot we had. She was not crying. She was saying it in her way to me. I came to understand. I was a bit afraid. She's so small. I'm tired. When I put her in my bed, she looked at me. That is exactly what I was saying to you. When I had switched off the light and it was dark, she took my hand as if to say, everything will be fine, don't worry, Mama. Later, I reminded my child, we are living in Oroville. Whoever is older is your older brother or sister. Whoever is younger is your younger brother or sister. We are staying in Oroville. Oroville is one family. That's it.